Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, wouldn't you know it, another week has rolled around for the Earshot 20. Another countdown. I'm trying to trick you right now. I'm talking because I'm trying to pretend Brian's not here, but he's here! Yay! You're back. It is really boring doing this by yourself. I gotta say, like last week, I was on the verge of talking to myself.
You just let the music roll. Great tunes.
I did. That is what I did. Ultimately, there were lots of long songs, lots of music, which is never a bad thing. But it's always nice to have somebody to talk to. I alluded to the fact that even though the jokes, like I couldn't really tell any jokes, and even though when I tell jokes, you don't actually.
You probably could have pretended I was here.
I could have because you never laugh at anything. I said that. I said, well, I could probably tell a joke because Brian doesn't laugh and he just gives me a cold stare most of the time. So, yeah, it worked. See, like you're doing right now.
I'm being pretty warm.
Yeah. Well, you're about to hear another top 20 countdown from earshot-online.com. Of course, that's where we take the charts from, and Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
If you go to that website, you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You'll find the entire National Top 50. We're going to bring you tracks from the top 20 albums this week for the week ending Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. That top 50 list is created by compiling over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations' top 30 albums. And there's also specialty charts from electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues reviews, and so very much more. So go check it out. It is earshot-online.com.
It's a great website, and you can get in touch with us a few ways if you'd like. It is earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. Very happy to do that. So please reach out to us. That'll be fun. If you had an opportunity to go check out Pop Montreal, I hope you had a ton of fun. That festival, great festival. And we gave away some tickets, and Caleb and Ken was our winner. And I've never been. Have you ever been?
No.
No? Would you ever go?
Yeah, definitely.
How come you didn't go this year? I know. You're busy. You're a busy guy. But it is a great festival, and we really hope that you got to check it out. And if you didn't, next year, there's always next year, and maybe Brian and I will try and do live on location from Pop Montreal next year. Probably not, but who knows? Who knows? We've got lots of movement on the charts. Brian, okay, tell me how to pronounce this, actually, because I think I'm going to tell you how I pronounced that last week, and you'll tell me if I did it right. Mono.
Mono?
Oh. I thought it was some fancy.
You always try to make it. You do that. You always try to make things really elaborate.
Complicated.
You did it with Steven in a segment that we'll get to here later. Of course, this part got edited out, but you were trying to pronounce the Devo bassist's name, and you're like, oh, what is it? And you made it some weird, elaborate thing. He's like, oh, I just think it's Smith. Yeah.
I did get La Luz, though. I was pretty good at that, but so it's Mono.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
They're from Halifax. They're on the way to Pop Montreal, I believe, maybe.
Awesome.
Or not, I don't know. The band Moon is. Maybe I was mixing them up. Anyway, lots of stuff happening on the charts this week for sure. We're actually going to start off with three brand new albums in our first set of tunes. And we say goodbye to a couple of things, at least for this week. As Anthony mentioned, Mono, they dropped from number 16 to number 30. Soul from number 19 to number 41. And from number 18 to number 47 was La Luz. And as well, we'll have seven debuts to tell you below the top 20 a little later on in the program as well.
All right, great stuff. We'll get it started right now. It'll go from 20 and then up.
We're going to kick it off with No Aloha. That's a new one from Poncho Records. You're going to hear from the album No Problemo, a track called Deep Summer. Then I'm Bill Murray by Gregory Pepper and His Problems. His new album is called Chorus, Chorus, Chorus. It's at number 19, up from number 36. And at number 18, up from number 23, is Health from the album Death Magic. You're going to hear Life.
Here's No Aloha, Deep Summer. You're number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Dr. Venkman, Earshot 20. Number 18.
That was Life by Health at number 18, up from number 23. Their new album is called Death Magic. Chorus is the new one from Gregory Pepper and His Problems. It was at number 19, up from number 36. And you heard a track called I'm Bill Murray. And we kick it all off this week with a band called No Aloha. Their new album is called No Problemo. It's at number 20, up from number 31. And to kick it all off this week, you heard the track Deep Summer.
We are counting down the first 10 of the top 20 right here on the Earshot 20. Thanks for joining us, keeping with the program. And this week, we are taking a break from the charts again, right now, actually, to head to the phone line to get some of that great music news from Exclaim.ca. Stephen Karlick is the senior editor at Exclaim and a friend of ours on the program. Joins us every week for the music news. And Stephen, welcome back again this week.
serving up another bowl of hot, steamy, feel-good music news.
Oh, that I like that. That's good. You should work that into your ad, actually.
I will try my best.
Okay. We do have lots of great news to talk about in this hour. Well, I don't want to say great because there is a story in here that's that hurts my heart. But there is news to be told anyway, and we'll start things off with an announcement from Grimes and a North American tour.
Yeah. So we've been waiting quite a while for Grimes' new record. There were confirmed rumors that she scrapped an album that was allegedly a follow-up to 2011's Visions. Now it seems like that record is closer because she's just confirmed that she'll take off on a North American tour at the end of next month. The artist revealed a schedule for her Rhinestone Cowgirls, that's the name of the tour, pretty excellent, on September 14th. It kicks off at Santa Ana's Beach Goth Festival on October 24th, but it'll come up north for a Canadian date at Vancouver's Commodore Ballroom, and then after a handful of other U.S. appearances, she'll be back on our side of the border for appearances in Montreal and Toronto, and before she closes the tour in Chicago. The trip will see her supported by Nicole Dolenganger, who she just signed to her Eerie Organization record label, or rather Artist Collective. That artist's LP is called Natural Born Losers, will come out October 9th. There's a really cool single from it now, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. But as for Grimes' next LP, there is no official ETA, but apparently the album is due in October, courtesy of 4AD. An Instagram post from Grimes confirms that she'll, quote, drop some tracks before tour, which is very exciting. You can see all of those dates, including the ones in Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto, at exclaim.ca.
This is big stuff because, like you said, people have been waiting quite some time for new music from Grimes, and we're no stranger to her. She's been on the charts, and so it's exciting to hear that there will be some new stuff on the way.
It hasn't even been quite 4 years yet, but it feels so much longer for some reason.
Well, it's coming now, so we're excited for that. And now we're going to move on to some this is the one that I said kind of hurt my heart. This is always tough, but some news about Sharon Jones and her cancer.
Yeah, so we actually, I mean, the celebrations were just happening that Sharon Jones had beat pancreatic cancer. After she had to cancel a bunch of tour dates, she pushed back her album, which ended up coming out in 2014, and it was called Give the People What They Want. It was also followed by a documentary. But sadly, the vocalist has now announced that her cancer has returned, and she'll be beginning chemotherapy treatment once again. The documentary, titled Miss Sharon Jones, made its premiere on September 11th at the Toronto International Film Festival and chronicles her battle with cancer and her return to the music, which obviously is some sad juxtaposition to her announcement. She said, "I start chemo on Wednesday," she told Thompson on Hollywood, "but I'm going to keep fighting. We got a long way to go." Her oncologist was also on hand, and it seems that Jones' prognosis is hopeful. She also performed at Supercrawl in Hamilton, Ontario last week. During the performance, she told the crowd about her cancer battle, in which she talked about having recently started chemo. So she has started the battle against the disease, and you can read more about that at exclaim.ca, and read about her Supercrawl performance, which apparently was revelatory. It sounded like kind of one of those poignant, moving moments that you experience with a musician as they deal with something pretty real themselves.
Well, it's our thoughts are with her, and I'm sure all of our listeners' thoughts are with her as well. And hopefully she can beat this one like she beat it last time.
Yep.
All right, one more story to bring you before this hour is complete. And this one, you know, I'm a fan of Ricky Gervais, but I don't get the whole David Brent thing. I don't know. To me, it's kind of weird. But anyway, he's going to release an album.
Yeah. Well, so obviously Ricky Gervais' big break came when he made the original The Office, which aired in the UK before it was made into an American program. And in that show, he played David Brent, the equivalent of Steve Carell's character. Now, apparently, after much fan demand, he's bringing the character back in a new movie called Life on the Road, which will apparently have a soundtrack that will act as a David Brent album as well. In an update on his website, Gervais said, quote, "We've decided to put out a soundtrack album too, on Juxtaposition Records, of course, that being a reference to the record label he made up in The Office. That featured his original song Free Love Freeway, not to mention his life-ruining expensive video for If You Don't Know Me By Now." Gervais has previously said that he actually wrote all new David Brent songs for the film, which will, of course, be on the album. There's more information about the upcoming film Life on the Road at exclaim.ca, where we'll also be sort of updating you on new information as it comes.
It's I mean again I love this guy, so anything I'll watch the movie just because I think he's super hilarious. But it's so funny when you have actors like this that they, like this character is just a made up character, and all of a sudden now he's gonna put out an album. I love it. It's so funny.
Well, we all love Prozac too, but yeah. We saw how that ended and came back.
All right, we are going to get back to the charts, and Stephen, we're going to get you to hang on the line to the next hour of the program for some more music news. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here comes Yola Tango with the record coming out at number 17, down from number 4, called Stuff Like That. There, you're going to hear The Ballad of Red Buckets, followed by Slim Twig. Thanks for sticking with Twig at number 16, up from number 20, and a song called Textiles on Main Street.
Surely come. again. Here it comes again. Here it comes again. Here it comes again. Here it comes again.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Textiles on Main Street, a new song from Slim Twig at number 16. Up from number 20 is the latest record. Thanks for sticking with Twig. At number 17, down from 4, Yola Tango, Stuff Like That There. And you heard a track called The Ballad of Red Buckets.
Well, there you go. So when you were away last week, and for those who don't know that Brian was away, it was a sad, sad show, but I made it through. I said, I always come up with something as to what you're doing or where you are, because I feel like everybody wants to know. They want to know, where is the brains of the operation? How come he's not there? Because he pronounces all the music right, which I clearly don't. So I said that you were off in Hollywood, and this is completely true. I said you were off in Hollywood writing the script for a biography of your life, and that when it came to chronicling the radio show in this movie, that I would be played by Jonah Hill and you would be played by Steve Carell.
Why would I go to Hollywood to write the script?
Because you had I don't know.
There's some holes in this plot.
No, you had professional writers helping you.
Oh, so now Hollywood. I'm not good enough to write a script? Is that what you're saying?
Not of your own life, no. Anyway.
Why would I write a script now?
I want you...
Just I've accomplished all interest. All that will be interesting.
Yeah, in your life.
You might as well make a movie out of it.
Yeah, so Steve Carell.
What a terrible person I am in this story.
I know. It's sad, but hey, that's what
you were doing. Why is there a 50-year-old man playing me?
I didn't give it much thought.
That's very clear, I'd say.
It came to me really quick. Anyway, so, but you weren't actually in Hollywood. You were.
No, I was in Ottawa.
Yeah. Having some fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know really how much fun you had, but is it actually? I do want to know because I've only been to Ottawa once, and it was when I was much younger. But is it bustling around there right now because it's election time? That's a serious question.
Seems normal.
Yeah,
but it's always pretty busy.
Busy. But no.
The day that I went to Ottawa, Stephen Harper was here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you missed him.
Yeah, sorry.
You wanted to go.
Try to get the scoop.
You were at his house, at his door. His wife was like, I'm sorry, he's not here. All right, well, there you go. So Ottawa it was. But now you're back, and mm-hmm. we've got lots of great music on the show, which is awesome. And we're going to play some more right now.
All right, you're going to hear Favorite People by Yukon Blonde. Their new one is called On Blonde. It's at number 15 this week, down from number 6. And sitting still at number 14 is Leon Bridges. From the record Coming Home, you're going to hear River. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord, and He'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. I'll go. Take me to your river. I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters. I go in as a man with many crimes. Come up for air as my sins flow down the Jordan. Oh, I wanna come here and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. I'll go. Take me to your river.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was River by Leon Bridges at number 14. Sitting still in that spot on Columbia Records was the album Coming Home. And from Yukon, Blonde on Blonde is their latest. It was towards the top a few weeks ago. It is now down to number 15, down from number 6 the week before. And you heard a track called Favorite People.
Awesome. We've got a few more tracks before we round out the first hour of the program, and that is the first 10 of the top 20, 20 to 11. And if you're just joining us, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week, counting down the top 20. I'll tell you a little bit more about that near the end of the program. And Brian back this week, thank God. And yeah, I like the fact that you're here. I did reach out to some people to see if... Not very hard, actually. I don't think you did. No, I didn't.
I don't think you asked anyone. There's so many people that would have said
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, probably. So, but I did do the show by myself. But lots of great music last week, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming, oh, actually, I want to check something because I made a prediction last week on the charts and it failed miserably. Well, how do you like that?
Oh, okay. What was your prediction?
I predicted that because Coeur de Pirate debuted at number 21.
Oh.
But then dropped to 26. Oh. My prediction was that it was going to jump into... I said, I'm going to pull a Brian Cleveland right now and predict that Coeur de Pirate was going to be in the top 20.
That would have been a pretty fair prediction, but I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell me either, but anyway, maybe next week. Who knows? Yeah, so we've got three more tracks to bring you. We're going to do that now. We're going to kick it all off with number 13, and we'll go from there.
All right, you're going to hear Reality in Motion. It's a new one from Tame Impala. The record current sits at number 13, up from number 15, and it kicks off this set on Earshot 20.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I walk the floor alone, from sunset to the dawn, a rolling and a tumbling as storms rage on and on, from sleeping wife and children, our home in the Maritimes, a distant land we roam again and destiny to find.
I'm not afraid to die.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Second Wind by Fake Tears at number 11, up from number 17 from Mint Records. Their new album is called Night Shifting. On True North, it's Old Man Ludka at number 12, down just one spot this week, is his latest domestic eccentric. And you heard a track called Brightest on the Heart. And Reality Motion by Tame Impala kicked off that set at number 13. Up from number 15 is the album Currents.
There you have it. First 10 of the top 24 this week is complete. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The countdown is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and we broadcast first here from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around. In the next hour of the program, Brian's got the lowdown, there's more music news, and the top 10. Number one stays the same this week. I was actually surprised last week when I did the show, and I had noticed that the number one had changed. I was like, wow, there's a lot of movement.
There's actually been a couple of changes in the last few weeks. We had a couple number ones stick still for some good chunks of time, but it's been mixing around a little bit, so you never know what's going to happen in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next hour of the program. Stick around for it. We'll be right back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.